Gant considered the final moments of the fox hunt as the most sublime. The riotous red jackets, the horn blowing, the raucous tally-hos, and the thundering hooves were merely a prelude to the moment of the truth that came when the baying hounds caught the terrified animal and tore it to bloody shreds. The prey had been unusually resourceful, but in the end the pack cornered the doomed animal against the thick privet hedge. Even then, the fox had attempted to defend itself before being ripped to pieces. Gant had sent the other hunters back to his house to celebrate the satisfying conclusion. He dismounted near the hedge. A horse whinnied. Gant looked up at a low rise. He scowled. A horseman was silhouetted against the blue sky. No one was supposed to be out riding in his fields and meadows except the fox hunters. He remounted, dug his heels in, and galloped up the hill. The man watched Gant's approach from the saddle of a chestnut-colored Arabian. Unlike the red-jacketed fox hunters, he was dressed simply in faded jeans and turquoise polo shirt. A black baseball cap with a Harley-Davidson emblem on the crown covered his platinum-silver hair. Gant brought his mount to a wheeling stop. "You're trespassing. This is private property." "Do tell," he said. "I could have you arrested for breaking the law," Gant said, upping the ante. The man's lips parted in a humorless smile. "Last I heard, fox hunting was illegal. Even the Brits have banned it." Gant wasn't used to being challenged. "I own more than 200 acres of land and every living thing on it. I'll do whatever I want with my property." His hand went to a portable radio clipped to his jacket. "Will you leave on your own, or do I have to call my security people?" "No need to call in the cavalry. I know the way out." The stranger picked up his reins. "Wait," Gant said. "Who are you?" "Kurt Austin. I'm with the National Underwater and Marine Agency." Gant almost fell off his horse with surprise. He recovered nicely and pasted a fake smile on his lips. "I always thought of Numa in terms of seahorses, not Arabian mares, Mr. Austin." "There's a lot you don't know about us, Mr. Gant." Gant let a momentary flash of irritation show on his face. "You know my name?" "Of course, I came here to talk to you." Gant laughed. "It wasn't necessary to trespass in order to see me. All you had to do was call my office for an appointment." "Thanks, I'll do that. And when your secretary asks what I want to see you about, I'll say I'd like to talk to you about your plans to trigger a polar shift." "I'm afraid I would have to tell you that I wouldn't know what you were talking about." "Maybe the Southern Belle might refresh your memory." He shook his head. "A Mississippi riverboat, no doubt." The Belle was a giant cargo ship. She was sunk by a couple of giant waves on a voyage to Europe. "I'm the director of a foundation dedicated to fighting the global influence of multinational corporations. That's the closest I come to transoceanic commerce." "Sorry for wasting your time," Austin said. "Maybe I should talk to Triss Margrave about this." He brought his horse to a trot. "Wait." Gant spurred his mount and caught up with him. "Where are you going?" The Arabian halted, and Austin pivoted in the saddle. "I thought you wanted me off the property." "I'm being very rude. I'd like to invite you back to the house for a drink." Austin pondered the invitation. "It's a little early for a drink, but I'd settle for a glass of water." "Splendid," Gant said. "Follow me." He led Austin off the hill, and they rode through the meadows where horses grazed until they came to a tree-lined driveway that led to Gant's house. Austin had expected a mansion, but he was unprepared for the Tudor-style architectural monstrosity that loomed out of the Virginia countryside. They dismounted and handed the reins to the grooms, who led the horses to an area where a number of horse trailers were clustered. Gant noticed Austin watching his horse being led off and said, "Don't worry, Mr. Austin. They'll take good care of your mount. Nice-looking animal, by the way." "Thanks. I borrowed her for a few hours to take a ride over here." "I was wondering about that," Gant said. "How did you get past my security fence? I've got cameras and alarms all over the place." "Just lucky, I guess," Austin said with a straight face.